There is something undeniably thrilling about stepping into a small rubber raft that will transport you, hopefully safely, down a stretch of Class 4 whitewater rapids. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann sent us this postcard from the headwaters of the Hudson River in New York.
On a gray, soggy morning, whitewater guide Wayne Phelan gathers us on the riverbank just below the Lake Abenaki Dam. With an arm resting on the bow of his fat rubber raft, he talks about survival.
If you want to survive in water,
be like water. Rigid, stiff things snap and break. Be loose. Go with the flow, Obi-Wan.
Phelan is a middle-aged guy, burly, with a big mustache and big shoulders. In the 20 years that he's made his living on the Hudson, Phelan says 5 people have died. That statistic makes me squirm, but Phelan grins and says he's never lost a customer.
I don't want you to go out there and fear the river. It's a beautiful place. It's a lot of fun, but you can never lose respect for it because it'll spank you. You can't lose respect.
Losing respect is the least of my worries. There's been a lot of rain, and the river is already swollen, punctuated with giant boulders. Then the dam opens wide, and as we watch, the current expands like a muscle, throwing up surly licks of water.
Okay, let's pick our boat up, and then we're just going to slide this right down into the river.
There's a little hesitation. I've never done anything like this. It's like stepping onto a moving train. But the trip is a rare opportunity, a chance to slip free into a 17-mile vein of pure wilderness.
Forward paddle, please. Yeah! I like the power. I'm feeling safe already.
I'm not feeling safe at all. As I paddle, I hug the slippery boat with my leg, sort of the way you grip an unruly horse. The raft gallops over boulders the size of Greyhound buses. Then it plunges into a trough of boiling water, and for a moment, the river swallows us whole. As plumes of water slap over the bow, there's a weird alchemy. The fear and adrenaline mix with the silvery water, and suddenly, it's wonderful. This route was pioneered in the 1800s by loggers, and each rapids has a name. Cedar Ledges, Blue Cliffs, the Osprey Nest. In between, there are patches of calm, where the Hudson seems to catch its breath. Phelan says he navigates by watching the bubbles, following what he describes as the river's chi energy. He ladles up a mouthful and smiles through his dripping mustache.
Drink the Hudson here. You can drink it here. Before it's civilization tainted, you know what I'm saying? It's distilled rainwater.
We drift for a while, but a quarter mile downstream, high cliffs squeeze the river into another rocky chute. This time, I'm actually eager. The way Phelan describes it, the Hudson is a living thing, a channel of energy every bit as mythical as the Mississippi or the Colorado. If it's true, and it feels true today, then the river's first incarnation is young and reckless and a lot of fun.
That's what I'm talking about.
For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in the Adirondacks.